This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The State of the Union address comes a week later than planned, now happening this evening. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The spectacle is the kind of thing on which President Trump thrives, but he was forced to delay the speech in a power play with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi over the government shutdown. Political analyst David Barker says this is the president's chance to go on the offensive and settle any shutdown-related doubts among supporters.
I'm still strong. I'm still in charge here.
With the grand backdrop of the House chamber and the nation's most powerful officials hanging on every word, Lara Brown at George Washington University says no matter what happens tonight,
to him, whatever comes out of this is a win to him.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
White House officials are expressing anger after an insider leaked months of President Trump's private schedules. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has details.
The release of the information is a disgraceful breach of trust, according to one White House official. The documents reveal that in recent months, the majority of the president's day is spent in unstructured executive time. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Trump has a different leadership style than his predecessors, and the results speak for themselves, adding the president spends much of his average day in scheduled meetings, events, and calls. The 95 pages of private Trump schedules were obtained by the Axios website, which posted the material online. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The special U.S. envoy for North Korea is traveling to Pyongyang this week to finalize plans for the upcoming second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. State Department issued that statement saying that Stephen Biegun will meet with the North Korean counterpart Wednesday to advance further progress in the commitment Trump and Kim made last June during their historic first summit in Singapore. This is VOA News. Freedom House says that democracy in the United States has weakened significantly in recent years and blames U.S. President Trump for ongoing attacks on the rule of law, fact-based journalism, and other principles and norms of democracy. The U.S.-based non-governmental group warned in its annual report on democracy that it has seen similar patterns in other nations where democracy was ultimately overtaken. It says that a current U.S. score puts American democracy on a level with Greece, Croatia, Mongolia, well below other long-standing democracies such as Germany, France, and Britain. Venezuelan opposition leader and self-declared interim president Juan Guaido said Monday that President Nicolas Maduro is trying to transfer up to $1.2 billion to a bank in Uruguay. Speaking on national television, Guaido claimed without presenting evidence that Maduro was moving the money from State Development Bank Bandas to a financial entity. This comes as AP's Charles de la Desmer explains that more countries pledge support for Guaido.
Britain has joined Germany, Spain, Sweden, and France in recognizing Juan Guaido, with Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt saying Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro had not called for a new presidential election within the 8-day time limit set, while Sweden's foreign minister says the election that brought Maduro to power was neither free nor fair. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has urged Maduro to move promptly towards a fresh vote, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Guaido is the legitimate interim president. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Despite the backlash from fellow Democrats and rival Republicans, Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has not stepped down after decades-old racist photos surfaced. He has turned to key aides about what he should do. Meanwhile, as Mike Grassi reports with the AP, the conservative website that first published the photo from Northam's medical school yearbook says it was tipped to the photo.
Patrick Howley, the editor-in-chief of Big League Politics, says a tip led to the discovery of the racist photo in Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook. Howley says a citizen who was upset by Northam's recent comments on abortion legislation tipped off the conservative news site. Friday night, Northam admitted he was in the photo depicting a man in blackface and another in a Ku Klux Klan hood and robe and apologized without saying which costume he was wearing. But on Saturday, Northam denied he was in the photo. The concerned citizen was upset by Northam's comments of support for a bill loosening restrictions on late-term abortions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev says that the entire Balkans will have prosperity and lasting peace when Macedonia joins NATO. He spoke 2 days before Macedonia signs the accession protocol at NATO headquarters in Brussels. Greece had blocked Macedonia's efforts to join NATO and the EU because of a long-running dispute over the use of the name Macedonia. Meanwhile, the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras heads to Ankara Tuesday in the latest effort to improve relations with regional rival Turkey. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.